Hachette Audio presents Fantasy Island, Colonialism, Exploitation, and the Betrayal of Puerto Rico. Written by Ed Morales. Read by Sean Duffy. For my mother and my sister. Introduction. When Hurricane Maria unleashed its devastating Category 4 hurricane winds and rains on the already vulnerable island of Puerto Rico, I understood almost immediately that it was the inevitable disaster that I dreaded for years. The colonial government had been accumulating accelerated amounts of debt for 10 years and had defaulted on it, prompting a bipartisan Congress to impose a fiscal oversight and management board. The island's electrical infrastructure had begun to collapse, and I'd already been caught in traffic snarls with no stoplights and driven up the winding dark roads into the island's mountainous interior, feeling the encroachment of a dystopian future for myself, my family, and all Puerto Ricans. I was born in New York and consider myself a die-hard city kid, having grown up in the East Bronx, lived through the downtown years of art explosion and gentrification of the East Village, resettled in brownstone Brooklyn, and returned like a prodigal son to the Bronx's southern tip in Mott Haven. But like most New Yorkers, I consider Puerto Rico my Mecca, the repository of my spiritual self, and the endless story of my extended family, who came from two adjacent areas of the island's mountainous central region. During my childhood visits, I immersed myself in those hillside fincas, or subsistence farms, watched as my grandfather milked his cows and chased his roosters, and picked up mangoes ripe enough to eat that had fallen from the trees. When I go for a swim at the Balneario de Luquillo, our local beach, I feel myself embraced by the Yoruban spirit of Yemaya, and ask.